If you can, stand up. If you can't, Lord knows why. Go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. I don't know if you guys up front are going to have to start taking a better bath. Because those in the back, they left this huge space. And the fans are blowing. All right. Chapter 24 of Proverbs. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is the house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety.
Amen.
Let's bow. Our most kind and gracious Lord, we do thank you for all you do for us. We thank you, Lord, for this day that we have, that we can freely come and worship you, sing praise to you. Lord, we thank Sister Deb for that song, that we're to serve the Lord. And Lord, I ask you to help us today, open our hearts and minds to your word. It's not what I'm saying that's important, it's your word. It's all about you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for that. Lord, I ask if there's someone the sound of my voice that does not know you as Lord and Savior, that today that they would come to know you. And we thank you for it. Hide me behind that cross. It's not about me, it's about Jesus. And in his name I pray, amen. And you may be seated. We started Wednesday discussing some things about spiritual warfare. And that's kind of why this got... Well, why I studied a little more is because the Lord laid that on my heart to do that about this spiritual warfare. I receive a lot of information through emails, be it or... whether it's from people I know, and a lot of them I trust. Brother Dave Navarre gives me a lot of info from different things he listens to. And it has a lot to do with what's going on today. You see, we started Wednesday studying about spiritual warfare. And the sad part is many today do not preach. And they do not teach. And in fact, there are many that don't even believe that we're in a type of war. And that's very sad.
It is.
And it's taking its toll. I titled this, Knowledge Increases Strength. And I was trying to figure out what I wanted to call it. And I got to reading in Proverbs 24. And when I read verse 5... I put a man of knowledge increases in strength. Now, you don't have to hang on to Proverbs. Go over to the book of Hosea. That's way over there. You find Daniel, keep going just a little further, you'll find Hosea. Hosea chapter 4. Verse 1 says, Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. Now look at verse 4. Verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Now, because of the ignorance or false knowledge, there were self-called prophets back then, there's self-called preachers today. Listen, I'm going to tell anybody, if you say, I'm called of a preacher, do everything else.
That's right.
If you think the Lord's called you to be a preacher, do everything else.
Yes.
And if nothing else works, then maybe you ought to listen to God. I could not tell you, honestly, you probably wouldn't even believe, but in the late 90s and early 2000s, I could tell you how much money I made, and you would be like, why are you not still doing it? Because it just wouldn't work.
Amen.
If it's God called, He will drive you nuts until you do what He asks. And He'll get your attention in a lot of ways. But today we've got way too many people that they've decided, well, I'm going to be a preacher. I'm going to be a pastor. I'm going to be a missionary. Listen, if you're not God called, you better leave it alone and stay at the house.
Amen.
Because it's a dangerous place to be. Honestly, I've had threats on my life because of preaching God's word. Brother Larry will tell you that too. There's people have faced me off in the back parking lot. And serious. I mean, over the fact of salvation or over the fact of telling somebody they need to be baptized. It's crazy what people will do. But I'm going to be honest. If you're not called of God to do that, if you're not called of God to be a teacher of Sunday school classes, leave it to somebody else. Because you're not going to be able to tell them what you need to, because you're not going to have the knowledge you need to.
Amen.
Now, they had problems back then. Really and truly, they had false prophets coming in. They had people, priests that weren't doing right, and they were not following God. They were those were not getting the knowledge they should have of God. Now, some of the people, sure, they were being led astray, and it was through ignorance, but because of self-called preachers, and well, nowadays, self-called preachers and teachers, and many people are falsely led, and they think they're okay, but they're not, and they're on the road to hell, to be honest with you. Now, there may be some of them saved, but they're falling into the hands of the enemy, which is Satan, and losing spiritual battles. They'll accept whatever the government dictates. They just go along with it. Oh, our government wouldn't do us wrong. Let me tell you something. Knowledge is not just spiritual knowledge. There's a lot of knowledge out there that we need to pay attention to. I'm not telling you, you got to take heed to all of these things. You don't want the world's wisdom. But if you're following the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God, He gives us common sense. If it's going to rain, you know it is. You see it clouded up. In Lamar, Colorado, you could see it clouded up real bad in the south. Winds blowing and there was just brown haze. You probably ought to stay inside, because within a few minutes it's going to be a hailstorm. That's called discernment. That's knowledge.
Yes.
You go ahead, if you don't believe it, you walk out there in it and you stand around, be sure you get far enough in the house. But if you stand there, it won't take long, you'll say, I wish I'd have paid attention. we are to be paying attention to knowledge and the things going on in the world. These people, they follow the government, who is dictating all kind of garbage. They accept what they do. They follow along blindly. And honestly, they're leading their families and friends right into Satan's trap. There are, unfortunately, There are pastors, and I even know some, that have followed the government and all the dictates the government throws out there, and they're doing it and influencing their own people and their flock the Lord's placed them over, and I got news for them. That ain't good.
Amen.
Now, I may get in trouble for that one, but I don't care because it's the truth. We better have some knowledge about what's going on. They're leading churches into the same traps. And why is this? Lack of spiritual knowledge, lack of wisdom from God's Word. Therefore, they can't discern the times in which we are living.
Amen.
If you study God's Word, you seek God's wisdom,
Amen.
You understand the days we're living.
Yes.
And what's it tell you about the days we're living? That they're going to turn against Christians.
Yes.
Where do we live? We don't live on Mars. We live in the United States of America on a place called Earth. That's the third rock from the sun, according to this singer years ago. That's where we're at. Pay attention to what they're doing to people here on this planet Earth.
Yes.
It's coming.
Right.
Yes. Via your government. That's how it's going to get here. Via your medical people. That's how it's going to get here. That's exactly what they're doing. And it's a scary thought that it's happening.
Amen.
You see, we're without a doubt in the last days. Go to Genesis chapter 1, chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. In verse 1, we see the beginning of this battle. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. Made her question it. Ye shall eat of every tree of the garden. Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. That's where basically it all started. Now, you could go back a little further when Satan says, I'm going to rise above the Most High. But I want to start on planet Earth. It basically began the Garden of Eden. Go over to chapter 11. Had a flood in between there. Got rid of folk. Got rid of the problems going on. Chapter 11 and verse 1 through 4, there was a dude named Nimrod. He was a problem.
Amen.
Uh-huh, he was. And the whole earth, verse 1 of chapter 11, was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered upon the face of the whole earth. You see, this whole thought pattern, it's all about me, myself, and I. It has nothing to do with God. It's all about materialism. It was all about let me do this, let me do that. He led the revolt against God. These teachings, this teaching and rebellion, by the way, continued in the hearts of people. It just stayed with it. Next, we see a man, and we're not going to go there and read, but his name was Nebuchadnezzar. He was in Daniel. In the book of Daniel, and he built this great statue. By the way, that great statue is still being studied today. And the majority of it has been fulfilled. Everything about that statue, it's been fulfilled. All the way up to the last dynasty.
Amen.
There's one last dynasty that's got to happen that involved that statue.
Amen.
And by the way, which they're putting together as we speak.
Amen.
As you are sitting here, it's in the making. It's in the working. That's a scary thought when you really think about it. The one world government, one world religion. You've all heard of the Antichrist. You see, now I want to fast forward to basically our present time. You see, what we had is Satan stirred up things in the garden. Sin came in through Adam and Eve. And then we had the whole world was falling apart and it was wicked and evil. And God wiped them out, all but eight people. Let me get something across too. People were living during that day that were godly people. They didn't get on the ark, but they were godly people. There was a man named Methuselah. He didn't get on the ark. He probably died when it started raining or maybe the day before. But nonetheless, if you do a study on him, you'll find out when his time was up, that's when judgment was coming. Now, I honestly believe there was other godly people during that day. But they didn't get on the ark. It wasn't meant for them. It was meant for whoever would listen to Noah, and they weren't listening. The godly people didn't have to worry about it. They were about dead, and they knew it. But, they, you know, he come through that. God gave them a commandment. He said, go out, replenish the earth. And what'd they all do? They all went to one spot. You can see that in the book of Acts, too. With the church.
Amen.
What did the church do? The church all hung out in Jerusalem until God said, okay, he said, Saul. Saul sent them running. Anyway, that's a different message. You see, then when we go from there, that thought pattern went through till Nebuchadnezzar. He built this big, huge statue, wanted everybody to bow to it. That is still prevalent today. It's still in today. The Roman Empire come out of that. All the major empires come from that statue when you study it. We got one last one, and it's the European Empire. And we will, I promise you, according to the authority of the Word of God, the U.S. will be involved in it. I know we like to think, oh, we ain't going to get involved in that. Yes, we will. Listen, we got past presidents that backed it. George Bush backed it. The European junk. Obama did. Clinton did. This nut we got today. Well, he don't. But whoever's telling him what to do, because he done forgot everything he knew. Bless his heart, he's got dementia and it ain't his fault. But trust me, if he had it all together, we'd be in a lot worse shape than we are now. But they could only get away with so much as a puppet. But all these people back through the years, honestly, that we all thought, I ain't going to ask you, but I'll go ahead and tell you, I voted for George Bush. I voted for the other George Bush as well. Anybody try to kill them? Not really. They tried to kill Ronald Reagan, though. Ronald Reagan was against all that. They killed John F. Kennedy. He was against all of what's going on. They got rid of Trump. He was against all of what's going on. You following the pattern? You see where we're at? It's all about the one world government and all of this mess going on. And all of this is all taken from that statue in Daniel. You want to understand it more? Go study it. Seriously, take your time and study it. You see, what do we see and hear going on today? All this meant totalitarian tactics in our government. What's totalitarian? Kehlani, what's totalitarian? Riley, you know?
No.
She said no. I'm going to tell you. It's pertaining to a centralized government that does not tolerate parties of differing opinion and that exercise dictatorial control over many aspects of life. We have that going on today. There's spiritual warfare. They don't even know who they're working for, I really don't think. And if they, well, one of them might. She goes under name, well, her husband got arrested the other day for DUI. She probably knows exactly what's going on. Because she's a demon anyway. But the rest of them ain't got a clue. They're just following along, just blind as they can be. And Satan's up there just operating the puppets. And guess what else is going on? People out here, because of lack of knowledge, are following right along with it. Even some of them profess to be Christian. And they may be. But it's lack of understanding, it's lack of discernment, it's lack of knowledge and wisdom is why they're following this. All you got to do, study the Word of God, it will explain it to you. Amen. It's real simple. We're in a spiritual warfare. We got meaningless marriage rites. Got meaningless marriage ceremonies. Defamation of past national heroes. They just changed the name of a mountain up there in Wyoming. Because, oh, he was a bad guy. According to who? The crook that had it changed? And at last I remember that meant bad guy. Lies dominating the news, rigged elections, and it's been proven it was rigged, and they're just blowing it off. I mean, it's a proven fact. It's not even a joke anymore. It's a serious issue. Open borders. Let them all in. Just do whatever. No punishment for criminals. You just do just about whatever you feel like now and walk away. They're forcing idiotic laws on us. Mandates, mask mandate, vaccine mandate, LGBTQ, BQRS, whatever else they add on there. Gender changes in school. They're pushing transgender in school.
Amen.
Taking them younger than my youngest granddaughter and telling them, oh, you're not really a girl, you're a boy. Or you're not really a boy, you're a girl. And by the way, actually today in the United States of America, if my son, of course I'd kill him and his wife, but if my son and my daughter-in-law decided they wanted to change her, they can take her and get her medicine to change her. And the doctors will do it.
Preach.
You got doctors that'll show up and do an abortion all the way up to the day of birth. That person is a reprobate. He's a murderer.
Preach.
They're wanting to push it from birth to 3 years old to just give them a shot. You know, and probably because they ain't got the heart to look it in the face and do what they do when it's hidden inside a mom. I'd like to give one. Well, never mind. I better go on. abolishment of the right to bear arms. Well, Pastor, I don't like guns. Okay, I get that. They make you nervous. They're loud. Well, that's fine, but trust me. If people such as myself and others that I know don't carry them and don't have them, you ain't going to have to worry about what you're scared of because they're going to use you as a test rat anyway. That's the only reason we're still free. They've taken away parental rights to control their children's education. It was, oh, you can't beat them at the house, and then you want to know why we had got people walk into schools and blow people away. It ain't the gun. I have a gun at the house that's laid there, and it ain't shot a soul since it's been laying there.
Amen.
And it's loaded and ready. And it ain't jumped up off the table and killed anybody. Listen, and we're going to stop folk from killing people. You ain't going to stop people from killing people.
Amen.
Cain did it with a rock. He didn't use a Glock. There's a guy the other day attacked people with a knife.
Yes.
Were you going to outlaw that? We're going to outlaw cars? I mean, folk run over folk all the time because of that precious alcohol they got to have. You know, they're messing around with things. Feminism. They pushing that. Anti-family, they push that. Acceptance of all types of sexual practices. Do you know that they're pushing for pedophilia is just another sex deal and it's okay? You let somebody mess with one of the kids in this church that I know.
Amen.
not good. Pedophiles, no. Anyway, they're saying that's okay. That's a normal thing. It ain't normal.
Amen.
It's not. It is not normal for a person to look at a child and want to have sexual relations with that child. That ain't normal.
Amen.
It ain't normal, by the way, if I look at Kyle and think, ooh, baby. That ain't normal. It's not. Now, if I look at Mary back there and I think, hello, I'm wrong because that's going to be, my wife will hurt me. But that's a normal thing that men are attracted to women. Women are attracted to men, not...
Amen.
Listen, female dogs ain't interested in the other dog for sexual things. They like to jump on each other and fight. Mine did it the other day with my sons. But they wasn't interested in kissing. It ain't normal. The animals got more brain than we got. And here's the problem. They're teaching children that transgender and all of this garbage, it's okay. It ain't okay. There's a problem with it. And but that's where we're going. No, that's where we're at. But they teach all these children, oh, it's fine. It's not fine. The schools are lying to the children. They're warping the children's minds. But that's their goal. Because listen, it's satanic. It's spiritual warfare is what it is. We've got spiritual warfare going on. Money. Materialism is more important than our Lord Jesus Christ. It is more important that you got lots of money. It's more important that you got lots of toys, all kinds of junk. It's more important that you've got all that than putting God where He ought to be.
That's right.
Hey, you want to spend money, you know, sit around and spend. They make it easy on the phone, too. You know, I didn't pull it up on the phone with a swipe, boom, I just dumped however much, whatever it is I was after. But I ain't taking it with me. You want to spend money, hey, get an app I'll help you get it. And give all that money to us. We'll use it for the Lord's work. You know, it's crazy, but that's what the world teaches. But notice what the government is doing to your nation. They're bringing the nation to its knees.
Yes.
How are they doing that? Oh, there's not enough food. It's fixing to be a whole lot worse.
Yes,
amen. Not enough. Well, all right, I'll behave. Our president is going, where is it, Saudi Arabia? To talk to them about us getting oil. We don't need their oil.
Amen.
We got enough in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
To supply us forever.
Amen.
I know. Well, listen, I was working there in the late 70s, early 80s. Every well we drilled for Exxon and for Penrod and for Gulf Oil, every one of them in the Gulf of Mexico, they were good wells. You know what they did? We capped them. Why did we cap them? Well, you can't keep a gas shortage if you pump it into the tanks. Leave it in the ground. We'll get it later. Because they're going to need it to fly them around in their planes and leave their pollution everywhere while we're all walking. And that John Kerry, they ought to fire him. And, you know, he's disgusting. I do like Heinz ketchup, so I'll hand that to his in-laws. That's a good ketchup. You see, to be totally honest, all of these conspiracy theories that you've been hearing about over the past several years, big time. By the way, all of that stuff that everybody started listening to, because why? Everybody was home. All of that stuff has been going on the airwaves for 30 years, maybe longer than that. People like Alex Jones, people like Hagman, and there's a bunch of other ones out there. And they all thought, these people are crazy. They're not crazy. It's all coming to be truth. The conspiracy theories, to be honest with you, is not theories. It's actual truth. Now, I know involved in all of that, there's always some weird things. But you got common sense. Use your knowledge. Use the common sense God give you, and you can sort it out. I heard somebody tell me one time, we've been on the moon for about 300 years. I'm like, yeah, sure. Well, I've rubbed that part out, but some of the other stuff I didn't. The sexual, trafficking. Do you realize how big a business that is?
Extremely.
Huge. You know what runs it? Suit and ties in Washington, D.C.?
That's right.
That's sad.
That's true.
That is sad. The Hollywood millionaires,
yes,
that ain't worth a whole lot, they're backing all that mess. Every bit of it. They're driving our country down to nothing because we got problems. You see, I believe and I am sure that eventually we will be, the USA will be invaded from outside forces.
Amen.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
Now, if they continue on the path we're going right now, at some point in the near future, people are going to take to the streets because they're getting fed up. $5.25 a gallon for unleaded 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And it ain't worth a buck.
It's not.
$5.25. I remember paying 25 cents for gas.
Uh-huh.
25 cents for getting, not 525, 0.25. And they made plenty on it then.
That's right.
It don't take much to refine it. You go to the grocery store. I walked out the other day with a few bags of food, $100 later. Orange juice jumped $1.50 on me. Because I like Simply orange juice.
Me too.
Ripe bacon, thick. Apple smoked, or hickory.
Oh, that's good stuff.
24 ounce. Went from $7.99 to $11.99
yes,
in just a couple days.
Yes.
It went on sale the other day, by the way. You need to get it. It may not even be on sale now, but it was only for a few days. $6.99. I went and bought five of them. They allowed me to have five of them with their stupid digital coupon. And you got to be pretty smart to get the digital coupon. It took me a while. I had to figure that out. It was like, man, I had to put the kidneys to work, And I finally figured it out. Got it. And now I can go buy it on the digital. You know what? The easiest way, I pulled the app up and it said, take a picture. And I took a picture of it and it put it on there for me. You see, if they can bring us down, which is what their agenda is,
amen,
then they can bring in outside forces to straighten out the chaos. Because we're going to have chaos. Because I ain't going to roll over and take it.
Amen.
And I know a bunch of other people ain't going to roll over and take it.
Amen.
People are getting fed up. When it starts hitting the pocketbook and it starts hitting the children, people ain't going to take it.
Amen.
And that's where it's going. And it's dangerous. We need to be assured that we're in a spiritual warfare. It is a reality in the life of every believer Whether they think they're in it or not, they're in it. You see, when you open the Bible, you read the Old Testament, New Testament, it's not hard to see. The warfare is there. It's easy. Throughout the pages of the New Testament, there is no shortage of passages that characterize a Christian as a warrior and the Christian life as a battle. We're called to, really, honestly, we're called to kind of a grim struggle. Because it's an unseen force that we're fighting. We can't see it.
Amen.
But it's there.
Yeah.
And it's leading and guiding people to give us problems. You see, by the authority of the Word of God, I assure you, the fight is real.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm sorry, but we got to deal with it.
Amen.
But they've been, but don't, well, why us? How come it couldn't have been our forefathers? They've been dealing with it. Ever since the Garden of Eden, they've been dealing with it. If you want to know how to react to it, read Hebrews chapter 11. Some of them pulled through and went through everything else, come out really good. Some of them didn't. But they all went to heaven. They were all delivered from the problem. I got a bunch of scriptures I'm going to read you. 1 Timothy 1:18 says, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." We need to stick to the Word of God, get our knowledge from the Word of God, our wisdom from the Word of God. Be watchful. Pay attention to what's going on out here around you. Pay attention to your government. You don't want to wake up one morning and say, "Well, I didn't see that coming." It's coming.
Amen.
Well, they hadn't shut church down. Give them time. Wait a minute. That's a lie. Didn't they shut church down?
Yes.
Got away with it too.
Yep. That's right.
They'll do it again. It's already a problem to take this to a public school. People ask me why we have this deal that's going on with these kids. That's why.
Amen.
Because you take this to the public school, you talk about Jesus in the public school, you got problems. They'll ask you to go home. 1 Timothy 1:19 says, "Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck." There's some that grab this Word of God and they probably preach today, or they may be preaching right now, that they have done nothing but made havoc.
Amen.
Because they want to water it down.
Preach.
They don't want to preach the truth. They just want to water it down, or they want to add their own garbage in there. It don't do no good. You got to stick to the Word of God. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life." Listen to me. No matter how bad it gets, no matter what they're about to do to you, remember you have eternal life.
Amen.
We've got it. Lay hold on that. Listen. I'll tell you again, I'm not jumping up and down in the middle of the 5:15 trying to get to heaven. When Jesus wants to take me, He'll take me. But we've got to remember, no matter what comes down, we've got eternal life.
Amen.
It'll help you. "Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." You need to do that. You need to stand on that. Keep the faith. Fight a good fight. Finish the course that the Lord's laid out here for you. "Well, I'm not a God called preacher." Well, you're called. There ain't a person in this room that trusted the Lord Jesus on their own. Not a one. Every one of them was called of God before they accepted the Lord Jesus. And I'll be up front with you. If you wasn't called of God before you accepted the Lord Jesus, you didn't accept the Lord Jesus. You might have thought you had, but you did. If you wasn't, there wasn't any conviction in there, and the Lord wasn't calling you, and you realize, "I need to turn from this direction and grab hold of Jesus," you lost and dying and going to hell.
Amen. That's true.
Some pastor come up and laid his hand on you. "Oh, you're saved." Or he said, "You pray this prayer and you'll be saved." Nope.
That's right.
You're going to die and go to hell.
That's right.
You better wake up. Don't let people fool you. If there wasn't a conviction in your heart, if there wasn't a repentance in your heart that you're not going the right way, and if you didn't call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I promise you on the authority of the Word of God, you will die and you will go to a place called hell.
Amen.
That's where it's at. That's where you're going to end up. And, oh, I'm going home to take a six-pack of beer with me. No, you won't.
Amen.
I'm going to go down there and have a party with all my friends. No, you won't. You read the account in Luke 16. It says, in hell, being in torment. There he is. He's sitting there. He's in torment. He's scared. He's in torment. He's in pain. And he's scared and he lifts up his eyes. And he spoke. You see, in hell, you remember, you can talk. By the way, he even prayed. Do you know the sad part I noticed about that story when you read about him? He never once said, forgive me and get me out of here. Never did. You want me to tell you why? Because he knew there was no way out. Catholicism, you know, if you got a rich uncle or an aunt, they can pray you out. No. Most of them going to hell too. Because they ain't trusted the Lord Jesus. They believing in some kind of man's junk. 2 Timothy 2:1 says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He said, 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. That's an important verse. We need to be letting these guys know. We need to be encouraging these guys and teaching these guys. We need to be discipling, telling people, laying it in their lap, because one of these days we ain't going to be here. And if the Lord tarries, they're going to have a whole lot worse world than what we've got. We just think it's bad now. Listen, it ain't bad yet. It's still just a little kindergarten. We ain't seen the what's coming. I've read what's coming. Therefore, thou endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. In other words, I live here, but don't get mixed up in all this mess.
Amen.
Don't let the world's thought patterns rule you. Don't let the world conform you to what they are. Stick to the Word of God. Stick to what the Lord Jesus told us to do. And yes, we live here, but we ain't citizens here. If you're saved, your citizenship is in heaven,
yes,
not in America. You are not a citizen of the United States. We live here. We got to treat it nice. We got to help all we can help. We got to stand for the faith here. But don't get so tangled up that when they come to get you, when the angels show up to get you, that you've like Lot. It says in Genesis they had to drag him out.
That's right.
That's sad.
It is.
And he lived in about the scum of the earth. Of course, we do too. I was at a restaurant the other morning. Good grief, I about couldn't eat and I almost vomited. But, and here's the biggest problem. The more I see these kind of, man my age with fingernails painted, rings all on, had the anklet on, he's just so you want me to tell you how hard it was for me to sit there and not walk over and just say, you're stupid. Oh, man. And it ain't that many years ago I'd have done that. My dad walked into a restaurant, a fast food joint, and a guy walked up and said, yes, may I help you? And he said, no, not you. And I won't tell you what he said, but he said, not you. The manager came out and said, is there a problem? He said, not now that a man showed up. He said, I ain't giving him my order. And you know what? People say, oh, that's terrible. That was rude. No, it wasn't. My dad's a man.
Amen.
And he knows better. That's strange. It's a problem. Back away from it. And hey, that's me. I have a hard time with it. Pray for him. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully? We need to be doing it right.
Amen.
Word of God.
Right.
We got to do it right. We got to stand right in the faith. Not on what we think should be. What the Word of God says. Not on what some guy told me. It's what the Word of God says. We got to have the knowledge and wisdom of the Word of God, which will give us the common sense to see what's going on in our world and prepare ourselves and our families. Because we got problems coming. Well, we're not supposed to rock the boat. Find that in the Word of God for me. It ain't in there. I've looked. Because I like rocking the boat. Always have. I get on an elevator with my wife and she says, don't do it. Because I like to get in there and shake it. And she's like, don't do it. Listen, I like rocking the boat. And I believe that's what's wrong with the world. Ain't enough of us rocking the boat. 1 Corinthians 16:13 said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be brave like men. Be strong. You know, they're doing away with that now. Men are not. You know why they've done away with high karate aftershave and why they've done away with all these manly commercials? Because people are too manly. Hello. I'm supposed to be manly. Listen, I cut my nails. I don't cut them like this. And I don't file them like this. My wife says, what are you doing? And I usually got it hung over there and I'm going. I said, well, I got a hand nail. Because I bit it off. Look. We're supposed to be manly. Girls. They're supposed to be girly. My wife almost got taken to court one time because she said something back to a woman. Said, oh, girly, don't you say that to me. What? Yeah. All right, I got to end. Yeah, I do. 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. We're living in that time. They're turning away from the truth. They like going into churches that the preacher will water it down and he'll kind of tickle their ears a little bit and make them feel good about what they're doing. They like that. They're going to turn away from the truth. He said, but watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Trust me, I have afflictions. You're going to have afflictions. Endure them.
Amen.
Do the work of an evangelist. In other words, tell people about the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Let them see Jesus in us. But sometimes you got to slip out a little word. Hey, do you know the Lord? You know, or give them a track. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready. Ask yourself, is this you? For I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. Do you know when you're leaving this world? We don't. So we could look at it. Paul had an idea. It's about over. You know, he was ready, prepared. Are you ready and prepared if yours is about over? Because the Lord knows if it's about over. I don't. Your doctor might have said, well, you're going to die in about 6 months. I've heard that, and they live for years. But are you ready?
Amen.
He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. And this is, I love this verse. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
Praise the Lord.
And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Preach.
Ask yourself a question. Will you love his appearing or will you be ashamed? Will you be ready to go when the Lord calls you? Or is it like, well, no, I better not go. I ain't ready yet. I ain't ready to meet up with him. Do you believe we're in a spiritual warfare? I hope so.
Yes,
are you paying attention to what's going on around you? I hope so.
Yes.
And I know all of you are like me. Well, my doctors wouldn't lead me astray. Yes, they will, because they follow what the system says. You ask nurses that you know, they follow the protocol, what the system says. Unfortunately, they killed a lot of people in COVID. Unfortunately, right now, I talked to somebody that told me, and they're a medical individual, that they've got problems in hospitals they've never dealt with before, and all of them are vaccinated, boosted, and they'd get another one if they told them to. And they're dealing with problems. They said, we have no idea how to start dealing with them. He said, they saw a person the other day. He said, I have never in my life, my entire career, thank you, have seen a person with that many blood clots. He said, I have no idea how to fix it. We like to think, well, I got to add this in there. If you haven't heard of it, look it up. Nanotechnology. Listen, they're going to start changing human beings. They can use computers to do anything they want to do. And that's exactly where they're heading with all this. I honestly, without a doubt in my mind, believe they inject you. And it's in you. They can change your DNA. They can make you sick. They can tell you. How many of you got any of them Fitbits? It'll tell you what your blood pressure is. Tell you how many minutes your heart's beating. It tells you all kind of junk. You can get so much junk on these phones, it's unreal. These phones can track you.
Amen.
These phones will tell you, oh, you just came in contact with somebody that did not go to the doctor or is sick. Now, how does the phone know that? There ain't but one way that phone knows that, because they put something in them. That's what they're doing. Believe it or not, they're dangerous. We're in spiritual warfare, because that's what it is. Somebody told me, oh, we're in the tribulation and this is the mark of the beast. No, but it's a prerequisite. People fail for all that mess. Can you imagine when the day does come? Hey, you guys got to come down and get this in your hand, get it on your forehead. They're just going to flock right down there. They're doing their best to get rid of firearms today. They could pass the law and say, turn them in Monday. You'd have to stand in line down at the cop shop for hours to turn it in. I guarantee you. All the killing that's going on all of a sudden. You ever notice that?
Yes.
Right before an election, they all of a sudden have all these things going on. You ever wonder why? Yeah, just think about it. They are that evil, even to kill children,
amen,
to get their accomplishment. That they are. To get their agenda done, they don't care about you or anybody else. Listen, Satan don't care about you. He may tell you he does, but he don't.
Right. Exactly.
Lord God loves us. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And that if we'll believe in him and ask him to save us, he will.
That is true.
Let's stand.